Hi, boys. So, I have a story for you. And I'm not really sure how to tell it, but I figured on edge with the vibrator in my clit was probably a good start. I've had a lot of requests for real life stories. And I hadn't made any recently, so I wasn't really sure what to tell y'all, which one to tell y'all. But then I met a guy yesterday and got permission to tell y'all about it. So I thought y'all might like hearing that. So this guy I met on Reddit a couple of months back in relation to another story that I definitely am not ready to tell y'all. It's very naughty. But anyways, he had answered my post for that one, and we had just never caught each other, and then we both kind of, you know, just didn't talk, and then he messaged me a couple weeks ago now, and we tried to meet up last week and it didn't work out. And so then we met up this week for coffee. We were both really tired. And so I honestly did not think anything was going to come of it. Just, we live kind of far away from each other. So we met halfway. We talked. It was nice for about an hour, and we had a lot in common. I really liked him, and I was like, okay, this guy's like, yeah, I didn't think he was that interested, but turned out he was. And we decided to come back to my place. Which I was hesitant to do, but he has a job where he had to pass a background check, so I figured he couldn't be, like, too crazy, right? And, so we drove back to my house, and it was, like, the longest drive. I was really nervous. Oh, 'cause he was really cute. And it's been a couple months since I've invited a guy over. So I was very sure this was just going to be a blowjob. Because I knew that that's what I wanted. And I really... I'm disappointed isn't the word, because I always have fun, but I'm used to guys not being able to keep up with me. If you've heard any of my other multi-orgasmic audios, you might have guessed that, but very distracting. That was so much fun. We had a lot of fun with me going down on him, and we, of course, you know, just started by making out on my bed, and God, he has amazing hair. kissing him, and I, you know, kind of, like, I was kind of on top of him, and so I was teasing him a little, and just finally couldn't handle it anymore, and took his pants off, and fuck. Oh, it was really, really nice. Oh, nice and thick. So, I know how to handle a dick like that, but I think he was surprised how well I could. He admitted later that he was used to getting toothy blowjobs. Oh, but I definitely don't have that problem. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, yes. So, I was making it last. Because I thought that's all that I was going to get. Oh, I teased him, and I almost edged him, but he had this look on his face. God, I love making guys so needy. I was nice. So, I let him come, and God, it was so fucking good. Fuck, he like came down my throat. Oh, it was my favorite. God, there's that like rush of power when you feel a guy's dick throb in your mouth and in your throat. Fuck, I love it. Oh, so that was fun. Drained him dry. I thought. Oh, but we were cuddling and still kissing, and of course he was slapping my ass a little. And I was so surprised. He seemed like he wanted to keep going. And he, maybe it was a bad decision to end while telling the story. Okay, so eventually we got around to round two, which was a really pleasant surprise for me. And I was unsure at first, but God, it was really hot, so I pulled out a condom and got him nice fucking hard. God. Oh, fuck. I love that feeling. Feeling the cock respond in my hand and my mouth. Oh, and just throbbing and getting harder just from the things I'm doing. God, such a thrill. God. Oh, fuck. I put the condom on and he got up and I got on all fours. We didn't even talk about it. I just knew that was what he wanted by the way he'd been playing with my ass. Oh, and that's always what I want. Well, not always, but fuck, I just wanted him to fuck me. And he did. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. There's just, oh, something so good about that initial slide in when I'm so wet already. Oh, my God. It was so good. He made me come really hard that way. Oh, but he couldn't take it. Oh, he couldn't take it. He came too. So that was really fucking hot. Oh, to have just have my ass in the air and this guy I just met fucking pounding me. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, I'm gonna have to come, otherwise I'm not gonna be able to finish this story. I have no idea how long it is already. So round two. So I came once really hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, but So then, after he came, I took his hand while we were kissing, and I put it between my legs so that he could feel how fucking wet and hot I was for him. So, y'all know me. One wasn't enough. I'll shut you. So I had him finger me. So I could. So that I could come again. Oh, fuck. Oh, a lot like this, actually. So. After that, we cuddled some more. And I never want guys to feel bad by how much I can keep going, and presumably they can't. So I was happy with that. And we were still cuddling and kissing and talking. It was really nice. Did I mention he has amazing hair? Oh, just running my fingers through his hair while I kissed him. Oh, fuck, I love that. Oh, I'm playing with his chest hair. Oh, so we talked. And we knew we had a little bit of time left before I had to kick him out. I wasn't getting my hopes up, but we were talking about how much we both just really enjoy sex. Which, you know, is not the norm for a lot of women, which doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, because I enjoy it so much. I checked what time it was, and we figured out we had 30 more minutes. What did he say? It was so hot. He said something like, well, I better last for 29 of them. And so I got another condom, and I got back on my hands and knees. Fuck the shit out of me some more. This time he made a count. Oh, fuck, God, it was so good. I don't even know how many times I came. Oh, God. Oh, he just has one of those perfect fucking cocks that's, good. Thick, but not too thick. Nice length, not too long. And he could just pound the shit out of me, and I didn't have to worry about him hurting me, and he didn't have to worry about him hurting me. Oh, and he just, God. Oh, fuck. It's just, after I came, a couple times like that. He told me to bend over the bed. Oh, fuck. I don't even know it, but my eyes lit up. Oh, but man, I don't know what it was. Oh, I think it was because we're so similar in height. Oh, fuck. He's only a couple inches taller than me. And I'm used to guys being a lot taller than me because I'm kind of short. But, oh, I usually like that size difference, like a really tall guy. But, fuck. The way, oh god, oh fuck, oh, I need to revisit that because god, the angle he got when he was fucking me like that, oh, when I was bent over on the bed and he was just, fuck, he was just pounding away, god, he was hitting the spot, oh fuck. Oh, when I'm not like this, I know what it's called, but it was, oh, fuck, a furnace or something, but fuck, god, fuck, oh, god, it was so good, god, I came so hard like that so many times, god, oh, finally, god, finally couldn't take it anymore. Oh, and he, god, oh, I was grinding on him, grinding back on him, and he came, he came so hard, he said he couldn't see, oh god, that was so hot, collapsed for a minute. Oh, fuck. Cuddled some more. Fuck. And played with his hair some more. Oh, and kissed him a lot more. Oh, and then right before he left, he was telling a completely different story and didn't mean it like this, but he said something about being a good boy. I'm glad we couldn't see each other's faces because I don't even know what mine looked like. I just hid my face in his shoulder and giggled. Oh, man. Oh. Anyway. So that's my story. Oh, hopefully I can make more for y'all soon.